properly presented and at a propitious moment, he'll come willingly to my arms.
Let us hope so. The Doctor is crucial to the success of our plan. We need him alive for now, but when the time comes, he, like the next universe, will cower before the might of the Black Guardian.
Well, that was certainly a unique way to travel.
Oh, you should see how we usually do it. There's a bit more sort of...
Well, thank you for getting me out of there, but now it's time for answers.
And you shall have them, Doctor.
Who was that?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am known as the White Guardian.
Well, it's a pleasure. Might I ask why you have that bird on your head?
Rob, you have performed admirably, but you must be vigilant. The battle is not yet won. Beware the Black Guardian.
Ah, thanks. It was a bit touch and go there for a while. I think the Doctor's memories are gradually coming back, though. Of course he remembers me and, the TARDIS thing there.
I'm sorry. White Guardian? Black Guardian? Could someone please explain all this to me?
The Black Guardian is my opposing knight. He revels in carnage and chaos. He spends time on its axis so goodness and order fragment, and he cheats at cards. In this misadventure, he hijacked your TARDIS and erased your memory. A very daring move considering we Guardians are forbidden to interfere in galactic events. But then, it never stopped you, did it?
Is nobody getting this? I don't remember.
Garain is working with the Black Guardian, and together they plan to open a gateway to another universe. In this universe, the Black Guardian will be unbound, ungovernable by the rules which constrain him here. He will be unstoppable.
And what does all this have to do with me?
Although he knows how, the Black Guardian cannot open the gateway. It would mean a direct violation of our rules of non-interference. He cannot be seen to act directly. That is why Garain needed you. He tried to twist your mind, implant false memories to convince you to help him open the gateway.
But without my memories, how could
I... Memories are one thing, Doctor. Knowledge is another. You have the knowledge and the skills and could recall it at a moment's notice, as any other Time Lord could.
So without me, they can't open the gateway.
Under the Black Guardian's direction, Garain and his technicians have constructed a machine capable of opening the doorway to the next universe. But they have no idea how to use it. That knowledge lies within a Time Lord. You must disable that machine and stop Garain's plans.
And how do you propose I do that?
I have already given you too much information. You must discover the rest yourself. Rob will be your guide.
What about Ed? We left him behind.
Ed? Ah! Right, the Sarky one. I'm afraid you cannot trust Mr. Bradley. He is not the man you think he is.
Yeah, I've heard things about Ed.
I was beginning to wonder. He shouldn't be here. Our adventures are long since over. He has his new life now.
Garain created a copy of Ed. We don't really know why, but he tried to make one of Nick too.
Guardy, can I call you that? You must tell me the whole story.
In time, Doctor. In time. Beware the Black Guardian. Beware the Black Guardian.
Well, he certainly brought a new meaning to enigmatic.
Oh, everyone's enigmatic these days. It's the new black, or white.
So, where to now?
Well, Garain's technicians have set up their transdimensional hub near here, but there's something I want to show you first.
We've searched the ground, sir. There is no sign of the Doctor, and it also appears that Orderly McCall has vanished.
How interesting. Do you suppose the two incidents are related?
I suppose just that, Mr. Garain. Perhaps Mr. McCall turned renegade and helped the Doctor to escape, much like Mr. Bradley. We've known for some time that the synthoid technology can lead to less than adequate results.
A logical assumption. And here was me thinking he was my only success. Life is full of little disappointments.
I did warn you that the synthoids are unstable, sir.
You, of course, being the foremost expert on bioengineering.
Forgive me, sir, but I don't see why they were necessary.
It's always best to have an ace in the hole. The Doctor's fundamental weakness is his compassion for his friends. And since we were not able to capture them, I decided to create my own.
Might I ask where we're going now, sir?
To see another one of the Doctor's beloved companions. Ah, here we are. Greetings, Mr. Bradley. I trust you've been well treated?
Actually, your guards beat me to within an inch of my life.
Then you have been well treated. I was ready to write you off as another failure. But then I began to wonder if you couldn't serve a more valuable purpose.
More therapy? Where's the doctor?
Quite unreachable at the moment, I'm afraid. But you could help us with that.
I'm not helping you with anything. When the doctor's through with you, he'll...
He'll do nothing. He left you behind while he fled with his other companion. He left you to suffer in this place when only yesterday you risked everything to save him.
He left me? Well, he must have had a good reason.
He did. He simply doesn't care. The doctor you know is gone, and he is not coming back. You have to look after yourself. I can offer you a new life.
And what new life would that be? I suppose we're going to get a little cottage somewhere, go to the social club every other weekend and buy a Volvo.
Imbecile, I can offer you a life free from this asylum, a job with the Galactic Bank in pursuit of the only worthwhile goals, power and money. You show much potential, Edward Bradley. Your destiny lies not with the doctor, but with me. All I ask is that you find him and bring him back to us.
I couldn't, after all he's done for me.
What? Leaving you here to rot? Come now, how well do you really know the man? I may be many things, but I am always honest with my allies. Hey, Mr. Relic?
Indubitably and insufferingly correct, sir.
Yes, thank you for that. I offer you a new start, Edward. Help me find the doctor, and you can reach heights you have never dreamed of.
I'm only 5'2½". Anyway, what will happen to the doctor when you find him?
All I need is for him to operate a piece of machinery for me. After that, he is free to go. You can even go with him if you like.
All right. I'll do it. But I want your word that no harm will come to the doctor.
You have it, Edward. I have no desire to see the doctor harmed. I just need his help. Just one little thing, and then everybody gets what they want.
Well, let's get on with it then.
Excellent. Let us talk strategy.
Well, he didn't take much persuasion, sir. Ascending to the gateway staging area.
Report. All systems are running at peak efficiency, Director Garain. Excellent. I don't suppose any of you have figured out how to work this blasted contraption in the past half hour, have you?
I'm afraid the technology is far beyond us, sir. We may have been able to piece together the transdimensional hub, but we have no idea how to use it.
We must wait for the Doctor. Such a pity our raven-headed friend cannot help us directly. It would make all this so much easier.
Careful, Mr. Grain. He may be listening.
He is not omnipotent. If he was, he would not need us. Make no mistake, Mr. Relic. We shall not spend the rest of our days being dictated to. I have come too far to sacrifice my power to a supposedly higher being.
You weave many a web, sir. The Kilraxian invasion force is prepared. They only await your command.
Excellent. Let's not keep them waiting, then. Microphone on, please, Mr. Relic.
Victory to Tolgarain!
Go now! Board your ships! By nightfall, the gateway will open, and nothing shall stand against us! Complete and utter universal domination shall be ours!
You shall trample all that stand in your way! Galactic Bank flags shall fly from every planet's capital! Such a lovely, simple dream, really.
Victory to the Kilraxians! Victory to Tolgarain! Victory to the Kilraxians! Victory to Tolgarain! Victory to the Kilraxians! Victory, victory!
Just a little further.
And it's up ahead then, this surprise.
No, it should be over here.
What should be?
The TARDIS!
Hello, old girl. Do you know, I feel more myself already, just seeing her. Rob, do you have the key? I always keep a spare.
In the cubbyhole above the pee, I know where anyone can steal it. That's how the whole business with the Master in the 12th century Hatfield Peverall got started. I've got the key in my back pocket here, Doctor. Look.
Hello, Doctor.
Ed? Something's wrong. I can feel it. Ed, is that really you?
Of course it is. You want me to prove it? I know the name of this planet, Doctor. Do you want me to tell you?
Go on.
This is Thanos 4, of course.
What? What on earth are we doing back here?
Let's go into the TARDIS and I'll fill you in.
Oh, blimey, Doctor!
Thanos 4 was once known as one of the peaceful planets in the universe, but peace came at a price. You see, Rob, at the time Ed and I were visiting, the planet was having some trouble paying overdraft fees to the Galactic Bank.
We've overreached ourselves. We simply can't pay.
Which resulted in some rather nasty security droids being deployed onto the planet.
Security droids? Here!
Intruders! Halt!
Destroy us all!
Of course, I thought I could save them. I tried to convince the Thetans that some things were worth fighting for. That we could make a stand against the bank. But I was wrong. The droids spared no one.
Then you'd better keep running!
And that's what happened on Thanos 4.
It was a massacre, an all because of me.
You tried to help them.
But I didn't, did I? I just made things worse. My interference cost men and women their lives.
It wasn't your fault. You know that, don't you?
We left. We saved ourselves.
You did the right thing. We had no choice.
Oh, even you can't win all the time, Doctor.
Then maybe I shouldn't try. Maybe I would be better off staying away from other planets if this is the destruction I leave in my wake. Look what's happened to this planet now, enslaved by Garain and his monsters.
You can fix all that, though, Doctor. I know where Garain is building the transdimensional hub. I've seen it. And I know a way we can sneak past the guards.
Sneak past the guards? Are you mad? Garain's got a whole army in guarding that thing.
Not anymore. The Galraxians have left for their ships. The hub is practically defenseless right now, apart from a few insectoid Skraith keeping watch. We can stop him, Doctor. You can save this planet. This time, we can do it.
You're right. This is my chance to atone. Rob, I'm going.
But Doctor, you just can't walk into...
I can and I will. Rob, come with me. I need to talk with you outside. Be back in a moment, Ed.
Rightio, Doc. Garain, it's me. We're on our way. Be ready for us.
So, it's all agreed then.
Trouble in paradise?
It's fine. Rob is staying here for his own safety. You and I will find the hub and close it down, Ed.
This is typical. It's like the old days with Nick. No, I'll tell you exactly what this is like. Pleasurewood Hills!
Not this again.
We never went to Pleasurewood Hills. It sounds like a magical place.
2 hours I queued for Cannonball Express, and all the time you and Nick were in the gift shop. I wouldn't have minded, but I didn't even get a Woody for Christmas.
Perhaps this is for the best, Rob.
Oh, go back to the future, you, Mr. Perfect Future Person. I'm fed up of hearing about you and your stupid, exciting adventures all the time.
Oh, do be quiet, Rob. Ed and I will see you later.
Will he be all right?
Once he's calmed down, he's so childish sometimes.
What the hell are you doing back here?
Slow down, Ed. You'd think you had pneumatic legs the way you're going.
Oh, sorry, Doctor. Are we here?
Merely the opening. Drat, it has a Corbett and crypto lock, one of the hardest to crack in the universe.
What can we do? To break through a Corbett and crypto lock, we need to match 20 gazillion combinations. That's a hell of a lot.
Indeed. Even one gazillion is a Murdochillion trillion. Fortunately, I do have several advantages here. I'm just going to put an appointment in my diary.
Doctor, there's a time and a place. Couldn't you sort out your social calendar later?
No, you don't understand, Ed. I've just decided that after this adventure, I'm going to travel back in time and befriend the famous cryptologist and numbercracker, Dame Viv Corbett. Then I'm going to persuade her to build a fail-safe backdoor into all her locks and tell me the secret incantation. I might need some candles and a bunch of flowers for that last bit, so I'll stop off on Flora 7, the planet of florists, on the way.
Brilliant! How does your date with Viv help us now, though?
Well, then I go back in time and leave the combination inside my right sock last Tuesday.
And?
Well, then I'll... Hang on, there's something sharp in my shoe. It's a scrap of paper.
Oh, what does it say?
It says... X2 back failsafe Z19.
Punch it in. It's worth a try. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Quiet, you.
I had to come back to see you.
You've left the doctor on his own?
He's fine. And he told me everything.
Oh, a lot of the things that the doctor does are really clever. Like that time he outwitted the Robo-Men in their plan to take over the Crystal Planet. Or that business with the Hand of Peace organization, where he was totally taken over by Padma... that crazy monk. Or when he battled Byron New Zealand for control of the Pendant of Narombra. Or even the time when he teamed up with the Sparkle Tribe and fought the Glitter Warriors of Mimazore.
Quite. Anyway, the plan. Let's talk about it.
We can't, because there is no plan. And if there was, I wouldn't tell it to someone powered by springs and cogs. You're about as real as a Relox watch. Otherwise you'd have spotted the deliberate mistake in the details in each of those adventures I just told you about. The real you, he's still with the Doctor, isn't he?
Actually, I just overlooked your ignorance and famously dodgy recollection of anything of any importance that's ever happened to you. And there were only two mistakes.
Were there? Anyway, I heard you spark when you first arrived. Synthoid! Synthoid! Synthoid!
Yes, it is I, Rollick, controlling this servile. Now admit it. The Doctor has a plan to bring down Torgeraine, and when I, Rollick, have throttled it out of you, human, then I shall acquire a new respect in the eyes of my lord and banker. At least, long enough to gain enough power for me to take over from him as chief executive of the Galactic Bank's board of directors.
You do know that you're still talking?
You'll be dead before you can use the information. Synthed, destroy that human!
Ed! I know you're not real and made of wires and circuits, but I'm hoping that there's a little something on your fake memory chips that still has a bit of compassion that the real Ed took from his travels with the Doctor. Please think!
I serve Mr. Rollick.
There is no help for you now, Mr. McCall. Destroy him, you pointless automaton. You are good for nothing else.
Wait a cotton pick a minute. You hate him, don't you?
What?
The synth, Ed. In fact, you hate all the synthoids. I wonder why that is.
They have no value. Walking, talking slaves. Grotesque parodies of living beings.
Ah, but there's more to it than that, isn't there?
I was brought up by a family of synthoids on the scrap moon of Magna 7. I was happy once, but then I found out. I was the only flesher in our district. I'd been adopted, and my parents were both made of iron and tin. My mother had a motor where her heart should have been.
I'm sorry.
And when I left home to join the Galactic Bank as a junior clerk, do you know what she said to me?
No more fridge magnets as birthday presents.
No, she said nothing, because her cam belt had snapped, and Father needed an oil change. No one ever repaired them because we couldn't afford the spare parts. And I swore from that day on I'd be rich and not rely on anyone who got arthritis at night if they forgot their umbrella in the morning.
Ed, Synthoid Bradley, did you hear that? Did you hear the contempt he has for you and your kind? Now think! Think back to all your fake memories and decide, whose side are you really on?
Must destroy Rob.
No!
It's over. And now, nothing can save you.
Must destroy...
Doctor! Help!